This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's a Jack and Dean podcast on Joy.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, dude. Yes, I had a very fruitful New Year's. It was a big one, but it was also a small one because it was just with a very tight group of friends. I am 27. I'm not. I'm 34.
You're not 27.
I'm 25. That's what I say after a few cocktails and when I'm sober. And so I just wanted to be with the people that I've celebrated the year with, that I've spent the whole year with, and that I want to, that, you know, close friends, and then that I'm going to explore 2020 with.
Yes.
Like, you know. And there was just, like, there's 12 of us, small group, and we did a little bit of a house crawl.
A house crawl?
Like, what would you say, a continual dinner?
Like a progressive dinner party.
Yes, where you'd go to an entree for one person, and then the main, and then dessert.
Whereas you wanted drinks at ones, and drinks at another, and drinks at the third.
Well, yeah, no, we had food.
Oh, you had food as well. That's
yeah. That's very, so, but we went for aperitifs. We had, and the theme, themes was orange, the first stop, because they lived in Holland, so the Netherlands is orange. And they had the old Aperol Spritz.
There's a bit of thought gone into this.
A lot of cheese. A little pate.
Bit of Edam. Is it Edam's Dutch, yeah? Edam's Dutch cheese?
Cheese? No. Just, we had the, I don't think that's good cheese at all.
Okay.
And then, yeah, a little bit. And then we went to Oscar's house, who takes my photos, took our photos as well.
He does, yes. He's
Jack
very good.
And Dean on Joy on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And he had this, the theme was Doom. And he had all the lights out, and he had these little red candles everywhere. He's in this cute little apron that he was wearing shorts, but you couldn't tell. He looked cute in a dress. He's so sweet. And he had this little table out, and he had a cocktail menu that he had designed, because he's a, you know, graphic designer as well.
Very clever. Yes.
And he had these three wonderful cocktails. He had an old fashioned but smoked. So he's out there lighting the wood. It was just random what he found in a playground. Doesn't matter. Smoked the glass, had the thing. Then we played some sort of mystery game.
Wow, that's a lot of effort.
Yeah, because I usually don't like games. I think they're lame. It was so much fun. Yeah, I'm embarrassed. Yeah. I think I won. I never win. And then someone else's house had this beautiful meal, and then we ended up at our friend's apartment overlooking the entire city skyline.
And you saw the fireworks from...
Yes.
Oh, lovely.
Before that, our friend is Russian, so we had to watch Putin's address. She's not pro-Putin, very anti-pro-Putin. She was translating his speech, which seemed very scary. Basically, like, don't forget Mother Russia. And what they do is, when the Kremlin's castle clock, whatever, that's words, strikes midnight, you go quickly and you write down, they have bits of paper and a pencil, you write down your wishes for the new year on the paper.
Yeah.
Then you set them on fire, you burn it just in the living room. We're so lucky the apartment, the smoke alarm didn't go off. It was an apartment building. And you put those ashes of your wishes into your champagne and you drink them.
With the ashes in the champagne?
You drink your wishes or else they won't come true, Dean.
Oh, how did that taste?
Well, it tastes Russian. No, it was great. It was a good time.
Good time.
We missed the actual countdown. We're like, the fireworks are on. I'm like, 10, 9. Didn't know what was going on.
Oh, God.
It was very fruitful.
Happy New Year.
Not but over yet.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Sorry, can't turn back time.
No, because we're going forward.
Going forward into 2020.
Onwards ever, backwards never. And we've had a text in on 0427JOY949, which is also 0427569949 from Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
How you doing?
What's Greg say?
Greg says, I also didn't make it till midnight, like Dean.
Like me, yes.
Also, happy 420, everyone. He goes... I don't believe in New Year's. It's all made up.
It's all made up.
It's not important.
It is kind of weird, isn't it, Greg? And you stay up till midnight, which you kind of do any other night of the week as well.
Greg seems like he might go to sleep at 5, to be honest.
No, maybe it's a shift.
Thanks for texting in.
Yeah, I come to the point of staying up till midnight when the clock strikes midnight. In fact, it's not even midnight. It's actually 11 because of daylight saving.
Well, it's just nice with your friends. And you're like, we're in it together. Like, I really believe... I'm not into crazy New Year's resolutions that you know you're going to give up. But I really feel that New Year's is a time for reflection.
Yes, absolutely.
Upon the year that's gone, mm-hmm. It's like, what did I love doing? What am I going to improve on?
Yeah.
What do I want to rid from my life? Like small little things like that.
Doing a bit of a ritual, ritual cleansing.
Yeah, uh-huh. And you're there. It's like, we're going to make it. And then it gets to February and you're like, whoa.
Or gets to 7 a.m. the next morning, you're thinking, yeah. Hang on a second, what did I agree to?
Yeah, what did I agree to? Do you know what? I woke up with tattoos. Not real, but I didn't know they weren't real.
Oh, that'd be a worry. Yeah,
this one still won't really come off. But I'm like, who wants to draw on me? And it was good.
A good time to have by all.
And do you know who I kissed at midnight?
Tell me.
Their dog.
You kissed the dog at midnight?
This beautiful, beautiful dog. It licked me in the mouth, but I count that as a win. 2020, here we come. Happy New Year, 2020, the end of a decade and the start of a decade.
Absolutely.
And what happens on New Year's? Get a few kisses, uh-huh. You see the fireworks, and you get some texts.
You get some texts?
Yeah, I had normally on social medias,
yes.
But I got two actual text messages.
Okay.
From two strangers who I don't think were texting me.
Oh, so mistaken identity.
I think so. So this one, this one's boring, and none of my friends are boring. Except maybe you. Oh, 2020! Stop yelling that out. It just says, Happy New Year, have a great 2020s. No, like, hey, what's up, Jack? How you? No one talks like that. And I was like, oh, and I just said, Happy New Year to you too.
Whoever you may be.
I didn't even say that. I felt bad. I'm like, Happy New Year to you. It could have been an ex that I deleted long ago. Who knows? And then this one is my favourite.
Uh-huh.
Happy New Year to you and Trudy. 2020 will be huge. Dot, 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 maybe. Cheers, Leo.
Yeah, who's Leo?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's Trudy?
And I thought I did reply to that.
Maybe reply now.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I'm scared.
No, that'd be wrong, wouldn't it?
And also it says Wednesday 10 a.m. Anyway, thank you, Leo. I appreciate it. No actual texts. But
it's fine. A bit weird when you get a text from somebody whose number you don't recognise. Is it rude to sort of say, thanks, but who are you? Or do you just pretend you know who they are?
I'll try and decipher it. Or even someone's voice when it's a block caller and you're like, hello, hello, keep talking. Oh, okay, it's Jenny or whatever. But language is important. Like,
yes.
I can tell when my mum has hijacked my dad's phone and is texting from dad's phone. I always go, hey, mum.
You can tell.
I can completely tell. Dad is big on grammar. Mum doesn't think that words should be spelt correctly all the time. No, she loves to abbreviate.
So her tell is the spelling.
Yes, it's the spelling, the abbreviation.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Now, your dad into emojis? Not so much?
Not so much. No. Sometimes. For a long time, he thought the poo emoji was a little bird.
What?
Dad, I've gone, Dad, why'd you send me the poo emoji? And he goes, it's a little bird. And he looked closely and he just went, oh no, I've sent that to everyone at work. It's very funny. Yeah, a lot of text.
How could you mistake the poo emoji for a little bird? I don't understand that.
Oh, he has one bionic eye. he just has one good one. The other one matches up. So I think he was looking at a weird middle vision. I'm not an optometrist.
No, but say, tell us, did you receive any strange text messages over the New Year's period? Anybody wishing you a Happy New Year and you think, who are you?
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Mystery.
New Year's resolutions. New Year's Eve, bit of kissy-kissy at midnight. But often with New Year's resolutions, sometimes people think, new year, new me, I'm going to have a new relationship.
With who?
Well, exactly. Guess who with who? What's your plan, single gal?
Oh, yes. Now that I'm, because I'm, as, well, you know, now everyone, I'm doing this show for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and I just get quite consumed by writing it and then going out at night and spending my times in bars gigging and, you know, venues.
Doing research.
Doing comedy.
Yes.
And practicing and crafting my show that I go off the radar. I couldn't give a cracker about finding someone.
Oh.
But I do French lessons every week, and my French teacher.
French language lessons.
French kid, yeah. Ask other jokes, mate. Anyway, do you want to totally French me or what? Does anyone still say that? It's gross. I don't know why they think they invented it.
I don't think I've ever said that.
I had a French guy when I was in France. He goes, do you want the French kiss? I'm like, no. But anyway, we kissed, whatever, and it was disgusting. It was real washing machine style.
Oh. Ah. Is that what he meant by French kiss?
He was gross, oh. Yeah. Anyway, and my French teacher, because yeah. basically what I've realised is I use my French class as therapy, but in French. So because we had to talk about something. Yes. So I'm actually, well, I'm somewhat fluent, but I just use it to really perfect the language. And
talking about yourself is one of your personal...
My favourite things
one
to
of
do.
Favorite
but no, but it's like, you know, how are you? What did you do on the weekend? I'm like, oh, well, went on a date or whatever. Uh-huh. And because we get along very well. I love my teacher so much. I went last week and she goes, oh, I found someone for you.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, really? Yeah. What have you done? What have you found? Apparently, 40, pretty good age.
Yeah.
Finance man.
Oh, finance.
Finance, which is good because I think you've said this before, Dean. Mm. You think I need someone like solid and... sensible.
Yes, someone to ground.
Yeah, because
yes.
You can't have two woo-hoo flutes.
too much party horns, not a
I'm
good
a
thing.
I'm a bit woo-woo.
A bit woo-woo.
See, I think that would... Yeah, but if... Because they might have a little sense of humour, who knows?
So...
Don't know what he looks like or, you know, if he's divorced or something.
Did you say his age? No.
40, yeah.
Oh, so 40 and...
40 finance man.
40 finance man and French.
Yeah.
Does he speak French?
I don't think so, no. Just she happens to be French, friend of friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Next steps?
Don't know. Well, she's got to find out more.
Find out more?
Watch
stay
this.
Tuned,
yeah,
listener.
Stay tuned. Could get married by the end of the week.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.